Hello.
Hey, Nicholas Forrest, how are you?
Yeah, you calling about the house thing?
Yeah, you just filled out a form online.
Yeah, well, I want to make it really clear. I have two masters and 141 IQ and a real estate license, so my house is worth about 700 and something thousand. It's brand new, three stories, lots of acreage. I'm just testing to see if this thing is really real. I don't buy any of these kind of things. I don't believe in any of these things, but I decided to play and see.
Okay, so it's real. I reached out to you to see, what's going on and have a conversation and, see if something is a good fit for us or not, It may be, it may
Yeah,
not be.
so no, this house is gorgeous, just beautiful and brand new by the way. And it appraised on a anonymous appraiser for 787. It's three stories, the basement's 2,000, it's about 7,000 square feet, and it's got about 11 acres, and it all looks at the Blue Ridge Mountains, looks like Sound of Music. So I wouldn't accept anything less than close to 800,000. I'm just curious, 'cause I don't believe in these kind of things. I know as a realtor, but I'm a CEO, so I don't play with real estate except for my own property. I have property in South Carolina, property in Maryland, property here. But when I saw that, I was like, let's see how real this is.
Okay. So, what do you not believe?
I think that business, as a CEO who runs a business, is to buy low and then resell so that the margins work in the favor of the purchaser. And we both know that's how business works. So I can't imagine you wanting to give me what I want, if you don't feel like it's a win for you guys. It's just
You're right.
simple math.
You're right that, as a business owner, you understand that business is here for profit, unless run a nonprofit, but still you got bills to pay. So, that's what we do. We, make a profit, and oftentimes it's a win-win situation for everybody. We, achieve the needs of the seller, and we buy a property at the price that we can make a profit and continue to do that again and again. So,
Yeah, of course.
that's what we do. I mean, it's real. It happens every day. We do, quite a few properties a month. We average, 5 to 8 properties a month, depending on the time of year. So, my question is if it's brand new, what are you
It's
looking to sell?
2 years and 10 months old. I put $400,000 into the house to have it customized and built the way I wanted it. It's got the best floor, stone, three stories. The basement alone is 2,200 square feet, just the basement. And then the first floor is like 1,400. And then I have a third floor that's about 800. So it's probably 6 or 7,000 square feet with views that are like equal to oceanfront views, but mountains. And I had a guy stop in my mailbox the other day and said, "What would you do to? I would die to buy your property." It was a guy driving a Land Rover, and I said, "Well, I'm not selling right now because my in-laws live across the street. They're in their 80s, and I moved here for my wife. That's why I moved here and built this thing." And when I saw y'all's little ad, my brother and I do a lot of real estate together, and he's like, "Sometimes you might want to talk to these people. Sometimes they're actually real step up and buy your property." And I said, "Well, you know what? I'll just play around and check this out." And so I don't know. I mean, I don't know. You'd have to come out and see it. You'll see why people want it, why it's worth so much. But I mean, it's kind of a risk for you all. I could, if I was in your business, I'd buy those smaller houses where people are hurting and they need to get out. So like a $300,000 house and or 250 or 175, and just buy it, get them, save them. It's a win-win, right? Like you just said, it's a win-win for them. It's a win-win. You rescue them, right? And you take a property, do what you need to do to it, flip it, and sell it.
So we do that for a lot of people, and I learned very early in my business that everybody has problems. So some people have big problems, some people have little problems, and we've the largest house we ever, you know, bought and flipped, you know, we sold for just under $1 million. So, you know, we know how to solve problems. It just, you know, it doesn't really sound like you have a problem. You just,
you know, I make $30,000 a month. I make $29,000 a month. I don't need anything from anybody, but I love to flip a house. And so let's say you bought it for $699, you'd probably sell it for $799. So you make $100,000 probably in about 6-8 weeks on this property because it's so gorgeous. And then I would just buy something else, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I would just build something new or flip another one, you know. So I try to make it a win for you and a win for me, but I'd want that kind of level. Like I told you, the guy in the Land Rover drove up and said, hey, what would it take to get your house? And I said, well, you know, get my wife to approve. I said, she doesn't want to leave here. So, but for the right price, you know, we can buy. I own tons of land behind my house. I easily build out there. Mm-hmm. So I don't see there's a fit, but I think it's good to have these kinds of conversations. You know, I like what you guys do. I'm sort of trying to do that on a small level, is buy people's properties and help them out. Especially, I'd love to rescue somebody who's struggling. Yeah, that's the win. You want to have a win-win? Help somebody who's dying on the vine. You buy their house. You get them out of their problem. Move on to their life. And you look good versus taking advantage of somebody, right?
You know, it's not so much about looking good. It's about what do you want? So in 2010, I went into foreclosure and nobody helped me. And so, you know, when I dug myself out of that and I started my business in 2014, I said, you know, I want to help people that, you know, are like me, that, you know, didn't have anybody reach out to them. So, you know, that's kind of how I started my business of real estate. Of course, I was flipping and stuff like that. I'm a contractor.
I'm glad to hear that. I went through a very similar situation about 15 years ago.
Excuse me.
I went through a chapter. My company got sold. The company I work for got sold, and I lost my job. And I have another house. The house next door to me was my old house, and it's another beautiful property, and I went through hell. You know, and but I bounced back, you know, but I went through some tough times.
Yeah.
And but I found a way, you know, guys like us fight our way back up. We don't roll over.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, I'm open to, you know, you're in Virginia, right? What town are you in?
I'm in Ashland. So that's,
yeah, you're out by King's Dominion?
Yeah, I live 10 minutes from King's Dominion. My office is in Ashland, like.
Yeah,
you
I
know
grew
where
up
Bass
right
Pro
across
Shop
the bridge.
Is? You know where Bass
right,
Pro is?
I know the area really well. I grew up right across the bridge in Charles County, Maryland.
Oh, yeah. Understood.
Yeah, so I know. So, I'm out in the mountains of, you know, Rockbridge County. It's out past. Yeah. It's gorgeous.
I do a lot of flipping in Waynesboro and Harrisonburg and Stanton. So,
yeah. I'm not far from Waynesboro.
That's why
I
advertise. That's what I have.
Yeah, well, if you ever want to, so. I mean, I travel for a living. Like I said, I'm a CEO. I'm all over the planet. But
what is your company?
So I own a company called K-12 Consulting Group that works with superintendents, school superintendents all across the nation. So I've got a lot of clients in Virginia. Well, I'll actually be working with Virginia Beach Public Schools. I'll be driving right by you tomorrow. But,
yeah,
so I'm going that way. But that doesn't work for us. You know, if you ever really get serious.
No,
if you want to buy something in the $700,000, that's a heck of a hefty price. But you'll see when you walk the property, you go, I can see why you asked that.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, if I were you, I think smartest bets are those properties that are slightly in distress or the person's in distress, and you're rescuing them, and then you buy it, do whatever you need to it, and flip it and sell it. You know, I'm looking at doing some of that in Buena Vista. You know, I'm not sure if you've ever been to Buena Vista. That's a great place for you to buy. There are a lot of little tiny houses that are around 1,200, 600 square feet. You can probably get them for $100,000, $150,000.
Yeah, I did a double wide in Buena Vista. It's not in the city, but it was up in the hills. And it was a home run. That's a pretty good deal.
I have a friend that's buying down there right now.
Yeah.
He's bought three. He's bought three for about 133, and he's a builder, so he knows how to fix stuff. So he goes in, he buys a house distressed, and he goes in, lets the people go, and they're all happy, and then he goes in and redoes the floor and redoes everything. You make it look cosmetically good, and then he puts it up about $70,000 more and gets a buyer.
You said you and your brother do this together. What do you guys do?
So my one brother is a vice president for a printing company, and I'm a CEO for a K-12 consulting group, and we just buy stuff. You know, right now I have property in South Carolina, property in Florida, and then I've got property here and a lot of land. But when I see something like this, I get excited because I'm like, you know, this person's got deep pockets that could probably come in and do it, or at least it's worth a conversation, you know.
Yeah.
I'm open to a conversation, and I can tell that you're bright and you know what you're doing, and it's not a fake. Some of these places call, and it's a complete gimmick, like 100% gimmick. Like, you talk to the person on the phone, and they're like, they know nothing about housing, and it's just like, don't waste my time. But when I saw that ad, I was like, you know, I'm gonna hit the button and see what happens. And then you happen to be only a couple hours away from me, so 2.5.
So, what made you buy in South Carolina, Florida, and Virginia? I mean, that's kind of random. Or did you have a purpose, or like a specific type of property that you're buying?
Yeah, no, South Carolina. My mom lives there, so I bought near her. And so I bought some land, and I put a small little property, little tiny house on that, and there's a guy renting it, and it pays for itself. I make twice as much as what it cost me, and if I sell it, I'll make some money. Florida's where, until all these hurricanes hit, is where my wife and I wanted to live part-time, so I invested in Florida.
Uh-huh.
So those are the rationales behind the investments that I've done. Virginia, everything's about family or – you know, so I live here. Across the street is my in-laws. I mean, literally right across the street. And my mom lives in South Carolina, so I bought there. And then I bought Florida for an escape from the winter. You know, I'm sure you can't stand, you know, February and late January. I know where you live, you guys get as cold, probably not as cold as we do because we're in the mountains, but you guys get pretty close.
Yeah, we get cold and one or two ice or snowstorms a year, just enough to keep the body shops busy. But, you know, it's kind of cool that you invest with purpose, right? I like that. That's good.
Yeah, it sounds like you do too. And I just wanted to reach out, and I'm glad I talked to you because you're very bright and you're put together. And it's nice to actually have a conversation with somebody that's not, you know, completely fake. And, you know, a lot of this stuff out there is so fake. But yeah, I mean, you got my number. You should capture it. I got your number. And if you ever decide to come out if you ever come out to Waynesboro again, give me a shout, and you know, you can walk the property. You can say, hey, I can see why what you want, but no big deal. I mean, she's happy to be here. You know, her parents live, but I could buy. I have all the land around here. I bought it, almost all of it. So
when you say
I can
all
literally
of it,
build another house like tomorrow, right behind my house.
When you say all of it, how many acres?
36.
That's nice.
I'm looking at doing a little neighborhood is what I'm thinking about doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 2 acres per house, and it'd be with the green space, you'd be around, let's see, about 13 properties right behind my house, and it'd be gorgeous, all mountain views.
That's cool.
So if you ever get out here, you have my number now. Call me. My name is Nick, and say, hey, and what's your first name again?
Forrest.
I won't forget Forrest because I love Forrest Gump, I'm sure, but you don't sound like him, that's for sure.
So Nick, let me tell you something funny. So Forrest Gump came out my senior year of high school, and I was always like hesitant of my name because, you know, people like, you know, made fun of me at my high school, right? You know, I'm a kid. And that when Forrest Gump came out, I was like, son of a bitch, man. And so I just like embraced it, you know. And so now, like, people be like, oh, you know, they go, oh, Forrest, you know, life is like a box of chocolates. I'm like, I've never fucking heard that before, right? You know, you're the first person that's ever said that to me, right? You know.
So, well, it's a cool first name, man.
It's a great.
That was a good movie. an effort again.
Yeah, it's a great name, and you know, I really grew into it. And so, I mean, I don't know if you, you know, spend too much time on the internet, but if you ever research me, just look, just Google Forrest McGee or Forrest Buys Houses, and you'll find more information than you ever wanted to know on me.
Okay. That's awesome. Well, I got a story. I was a former principal of a school, and now a CEO. I work for the State Department of Maryland, and highly educated, and I got real estate license just to sell and buy my own properties.
What MLS and what state are you in?
So I was with RE/MAX, and so the MLS was I don't do it now. Okay, so that's a little bit behind me, but it was RE/MAX is where I, you know, I got certified in Maryland. And it had a dual certification with Virginia and D.C. And you know, uh-huh. Sure, you know about that process.
That's the process.
And so my license is dormant right now, but I have all the knowledge. I have all the knowledge still. So, you know, I just have so much going on in my own life with my job that I don't really need to do that. But I like being knowledgeable and talking to people who know real estate and go into business and partner with people, you know, to do stuff.
Yeah. Well, look, so the Shenandoah Airport is one of my favorite places to fly into, and they got a courtesy car. So maybe it's busy, man. But next week, late in the week, maybe I'll fly out in the afternoon and grab a courtesy car and come down and hang out. And, you know, just
it's funny you say I'm picking up a car at Shenandoah Airport tomorrow.
Huh.
I'm going to Avis right there. I'm picking up a car tomorrow.
Yeah, well, they have – so when you fly into the airport, they have free cars for people. They have a Camry up there. It's usually available. And we fly up there. My wife and I like to go have lunch in Staunton and, you know, stuff like that. But I'll fly up there. I'll grab a courtesy car and come on down, and we'll have a good time. It'll be fun for me. It'll be fun for you. And if nothing else, we'll have a good conversation.
Yep, that sounds good. Just you got my number now. Just send me a text. Say, hey, Nick, are you in town? And because I travel a lot like you do, and so if I am, then we'll walk around the property. I'll show you the neighborhood. There's a lot that you could actually. I'll show you some lots in here. That one guy in Greenville, he's older, would probably give the lot away for $15,000, even though the rest of the lots are $100,000, just because he's older, he doesn't know better. I mean, so there's a lot for you to learn about this little area that I could show you.
Sure. That's awesome.
So, give me a ring when you're picking up that car, and give me a little bit of a heads up. So
I'll give you a heads up. I'm gonna give you a day or two. And,
okay.
Awesome. I plan out a couple of days. So.
That's perfect. That's perfect.
We'll figure it out, and we'll connect for sure.
All right. Awesome. Now, it was great talking to you, my friend.
Likewise, Nick. Take care.
All right. All right. Bye.
Good night. Bye.